Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, April 17th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, after first being announced back in October, Apple's new Apple Card Savings Account is now available. Apple Card Savings Account is integrated directly into the wallet app on your iPhone, and it's available exclusively to Apple Card users. So if you aren't an Apple Card holder, you won't be able to sign up for the savings account. Apple Card Savings Account offers a high yield interest rate of 4.15%, which is more than 10 times the national average, and there are no fees, no minimum deposits, and no minimum balances. You can set it up so that all of your daily cash earnings from your Apple Card are automatically deposited into the savings account, so they immediately start earning interest, and you can fund the savings account by making deposits from a linked bank account or via money that you have on your Apple Cash card. The process to sign up for Apple Card Savings Account is done entirely in the wallet app on your iPhone. Just open the app, tap on your Apple Card, tap the three dots in the upper right corner, choose Daily Cash, then look for the Apple Card Savings Account option. You'll then be walked through the sign-up process, which just includes entering your social security number, agreeing to the terms and conditions, and submitting your application to Goldman Sachs. It should only take a few minutes to complete this process, and once you're approved, you'll receive an email from Apple, and you'll be able to access your Apple Card Savings Account directly in the wallet app. We've got more details on everything you need to know about Apple Card Savings Account at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, a pair of new rumors from a previously reliable source offer new details on what to expect from the iPhone 15. First off, the rumor says that Apple is planning to use a new frosted glass design for the back of the iPhone 15 and iPhone 15 Plus. Currently, the iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Plus use a glossy back design, while Apple saves the frosted matte finish for the Pro and the Pro Max. Additionally, the same source says the iPhone 15 and 15 Plus will be available in a new bright green color. This is described as being similar to the green color that Apple offered with the iPhone 12 and 12 mini. Both of these rumors today come from the same source that correctly shared details on Apple's plans to do a mid-cycle color upgrade for the iPhone 14 and 14 Plus, so the source at least has somewhat of an accurate track record. If Apple does use a new frosted glass process for the iPhone 15 glass, it could suggest other design changes for the 15 Pro and 15 Pro Max, with both of the Pro phones also expected to use new matte titanium edges. It's possible that they use a glossy finish for the back design to better complement those matte edges. This is just speculation for now, and we expect to learn more over the coming months, ahead of the iPhone 15 officially being announced in September. Rounding out today, Kroger, the largest supermarket chain in the United States, has been a long-time Apple Pay holdout, but it looks like they are finally caving in. According to a number of 9 to 5 Mac readers who have reached out and a number of other reports on Reddit and Twitter, Apple Pay is now starting to roll out to Kroger stores across the United States. This means that when you check out at Kroger, you now have the option to tap and pay with your iPhone and authenticate with Face ID or Touch ID. Kroger, along with Walmart, has been one of the largest retailers to resist adding support for Apple Pay, and instead, it's tried to use its own Kroger Pay platform as an Apple Pay alternative. But Kroger Pay, which is based on QR codes, has failed to gain widespread adoption. For now, this Apple Pay rollout appears to be in its early stages, and many Kroger locations still don't accept it as a payment method. But still, the number of reports from readers and on social media indicate that at least some stores now offer the feature. And finally, it's worth pointing out that other grocery chains also owned by Kroger, including Fred Meyer and Ralph's, have also recently enabled Apple Pay support. So all of this is to say that probably now the largest Apple Pay holdout in the U.S. is Walmart. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter or Mastodon at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.